The sifra 3 hours isn't easy, and the sifra 20 extra minutes give you a lot of credit. In the past, this is usually like an hour. It's just like you're not going to go to sleep, but it's like it's just an hour. So I just felt like this morning, I don't know, I learned the Torah with Rav Dani and with some chevra over Shabbos, and I thought it's very appropriate for Tisha B'Av. Especially, we just watched that video about the Pinzetz Nerebi. I highly, 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 highly recommend everyone to get the sefer. I just don't know how a person's on fire for Hashem without the sefer. It's just every word that the Rebbe writes in the sefer, it's literally, you feel like he's talking to Jews in 2021. Literally. The last entry, which is a little background, I'm sure everyone saw, but everyone knows this already. The Rebbe wrote, he said a Torah of trying to give encouragement to the people, the survivors of the Warsaw Ghetto. And to try to give him a little encouragement every Shabbos. And every after Shabbos, he wrote it down. The last entry, the last one of the Rebbe's entire life. Ilan told me that the next day, I think it's brought, the scholars found out that he was taken away to concentration camps. It's Shabbos Chazon. So, you know, whenever you want to know the conclusion or the theme of the Sefer, you know, you go to the end page, you know, you skip to the back, whatever. I think you told me you sometimes go to the back of the book, no? To read it backwards. This is it. The Rebbe's last teaching to Klal Yisrael in his entire life in this world was this one. And hopefully, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll gain a little chizik. I have 19 minutes left. I really told you 12:10, so that's 40 minutes. So we're going to just, the first two paragraphs, just quotes, why is the Shabbos Chazon? What's so special? So the easy answer is because the Haftorah. That Yeshayahu says, Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amatzi, that he saw, there was a vision that he saw, but he wants to understand the deeper depth of what exactly the Shabbos Chazon, really what Tisha B'Av is, because by him, it wasn't like Tisha B'Av and not Tisha B'Av, but Shabbos Chazon, his entire end of his life is all Tisha B'Av. It was Chol Moed Tisha B'Av, it was Tisha B'Av, it was Chol, it wasn't like Shabbos and not Shabbos. It was his entire life with Tisha B'Av. The whole Sefer is Tisha B'Av. So look at the paragraph that says, Omnam Isa. And Gil quotes the Medrash Rabbah. The Esther Lashonis Nikra and Nevuah. There are 10 different types of Nevuah. Chazon, Nevuah, Hatifa, Dibor, Amirat, Sivui, Masa, Masha, Melitza, Chachida. The Medrash says, there's 10 different ways to call prophecy. What's the hardest one to attain? Rabbi Elazar Amar Chazon. Kasha, Shinimar Chazos, Kasha, Huga, Lead. The Pasuk says, Yishayahu, Chafayaf, Beis. The Lashon of connection of being Kasha and Chazos. The Lashon of Tesit, of vision. So at the end of the day, the Rebbe says, what's so special about Chazon, Tesit? What's so special about the word Chazon? Be'inyo Nevua, Ein Lanu, Hasaga, Aval Pasha. I'm sorry, I didn't make enough copies. If everyone just share, I apologize. Lefi Matzavinu, according to our situation, according to the Jews in 1942, Shabbos Chazon. How much more can we actually tolerate about hearing and speaking about the own atrocities and tragedies of the Holocaust? The Rebbe says, to hear about them and to see them, we're done. But to be soulful them, we have to hear about another ghetto being liquidated and another family being torn apart. We're done. We're done. Mitachos Sivlos Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayera. We were done from Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard our cry, and he says, the Rebbe, we're done. We're numb, the Rebbe was saying. We're numb. Kishalanu medivir Nevi'im, Nisor Sachurban. But when you learn the Nevi'im, you learn the prophets. Chishamnu sheyish lanu eizah asaga besaras eilu af bachinu az lefamim. We start to think and understand, and maybe to even cry sometimes. Achshav ro'im shelishmo atzaros. He says, we're so done. The Rebbe says, this is the end of his life. I'm so numb. I can't feel anymore. I can't experience anymore. I've heard enough tragedy. The Jewish blood has been flowing through Poland. I can't feel anymore. Says the Rebbe, he says that's why the Nevi'im, you don't think the Nevi'im also went through pain? And they went through, they explained their pain through speech and through hearing. But the hardest one is to see. The hardest, to tell someone what you saw in Auschwitz. You could tell someone in your words. You could hear, but to see, tell them what you saw. Kashim yikulan haisalem kishahara b'machse. The reisav mamashis is a tzaras v'yisurim. Wasn't just the highest level of prophecy. What the Ish Kodesh is saying, the highest level of giving over a tragedy is vision. You can give over a recording, but you cannot give over watching. This morning I was like looking through things different, like to watch Hitler going through the streets and to watch Jews being thrown into pits. Ain't a dome of being there to watching it on some YouTube link. The Rebbe is not giving us a lesson of giving up and depression. The Rebbe is trying to give us a message. His message is so real. The Rebbe was saying at the end, I'm so done. I'm broken. It's Tisha B'Av my entire life, and maybe he knew that this was going to be the end. This is how he finishes the Sefer. With these last few words. And the Gemara says, if you flip over the page, Mamet's the last page. He quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tariches. Gemara basically talks about how the Jews have to go through pain. And this is how Hakhauser explained that when you get to Mashiach, it's like a baby being born. You have to go through Chevle Mashiach. You have to go through the birth pains of Mashiach being born. So the Rebbe actually quotes this Gemara earlier on in a different year. But basically the Gemara says that Ula and the other Amoram, they said a famous line, Yesev lo achimena. We want to be there for Mashiach, but we don't want to go through Chevle Mashiach. We don't want to have to go through the pain and the suffering. Here, look at the time. Even though down deep they knew that this is all coming because Mashiach is coming. They said, I don't want it. I know down deep it's good for me, but I can't see it. I can't, leros, mamash, I cannot see it. So the Rebbe explains earlier on, Parshas Maaseh, I believe it was in 1940, he explained that, of course, Ula was saying for his own pain, he was okay. But to watch other Jews in pain, to watch your child in pain, as like Rav Yudim was explaining before, Rav Guzman's son, to watch your son being taken away. I remember when we had the schus, I used the word schus, but the privilege of going to Poland. And I think it was Babi Yar, yeah, when all the there was a place where the kids were, I think it was Babi Yar. It was a place that only children were brought. Well, they didn't bring adults there. I remember Rabbi Yudin's brother-in-law, my good friend Yehuda. We got there, and there were these toys and these ribbons. Did the chevra go this year? No, the chevra didn't go, right? Mirtz Hashem, if you could afford it, have to go. And what happened was is that the Nazis, they would take children, and the way Rabbi Hendler Shlita from Shalom explained is that they put them in these bags, beat them down. It just you could feel the tears. It wasn't adults being brought there. You were mamish, only children. And every single time you go there, I don't know. There were these ribbons, and these toys, and these dolls that are there. It just evokes such emotion of being a child. And I remember like yesterday, for me, like I was like it was like another one of the stops. It wasn't like the stop that I went to my grandfather's old town. My grandfather never went back. Well, for that was the one. But I remember watching Yehuda. And for Yehuda, he was the only ones who had nieces and nephews at the time, Rabbi Yudin's children. And I remember him going off to the side of the road. Rabbi Yudin remembers this, but he was mamish. He was just not here. He felt like he was his own nieces and nephews. Sorry, he thought he was mamish here. What's that? Oh, sorry. He was thinking of you. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make it about you, but that's when I talked to him after. He was only thinking about his nieces and his nephews. It's the same thing by Ula. Ula was saying, "I understand this is all part of the process, but to watch other kids in pain, other people in pain, I can't do it." 7 minutes left. Here we go. We're not going to prevent ourselves back from the tsar. Second paragraph. All the Amoram knew that before Mashiach comes, you're going to have the pain. No pain, no gain. If you also in the fitness center, what makes you what hurts you today makes you stronger tomorrow. I try to do the spinning. It doesn't work out too, but I try. So when I'm trying, I'm looking at the quotes on the side.
He deal him od Yosef Amru Kimoshi Yodim Anavakamash Omer Befino Minatzers Lonuchal the Torah Mikifishaya Bemes Ki Eno Doma Yadiev Adibra Meatzers Lariya. He says, we know it and we speak about it, but to see it, Avshani Yodea Mayam Mikomakam Eno Rotzilrosam Yesiv Lachimena. This is what Ula meant. That I know it, but I can't tolerate it. So what's the message? How do we do it? How do we get off the floor in 4 minutes, if you want? We started off talking about King Yoshio. We talked about Donnie Morris. We talked about all these tragedies. How do we do it? How do we go on? How did the Rebbe go on? What's his last message to us? 2021, after COVID, after Surfside, after Meron, after Eretz Yisrael, after lockdown, and what it's looking like, there's going to be more lockdowns. What's the message? He says the message is to live like Hashem. To live with a broad mindset, is to not live in the moment, but to realize and do our best to bring our knowledge to our heart, to connect our mind and our heart. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu does. V'zev ayomer Hashem, the Pasuk says in Shemos, Ro Ra'isi, third paragraph, I see my nation, Asher b'mitzrayim v'esakosam shamati mimei noksav ki yidati v'es machovah, I hear their pain, and I've listened to their screams, and I know their pain. Says the Reish Kodesh. Very simple question. If he saw, he knows. Why did the Pasuk specify Ra'o Ra'isi? And at the end of the Pasuk tells you Ki Adati, because I know. If you saw, you know. What's the pshat here? Such an incredible mashal. When a father knows sometimes he has to give his son a procedure. Rachman al Tzlan, he has to go through a chemo or on a much lower level, that brown wooden stick or that Q-tip up your nose to get a COVID test. And the kid is looking like, I'm in such pain, agony. Why is my father just standing there? Why is my mother just standing there? Why is my brother and sister just standing there? Mikomokum lo yucha la'amod. And sometimes the father has to go out and leave the room. He can't bear to watch the child in pain. To know, to see, it's different worlds to see the child in pain. To see it, you're not able to. Even if he knows down deep that it's for his best, the chemo is only going to help him to be able to survive. But to watch your child in pain, you can't do that. A father or mother has to leave the room. You can't bear to watch that. To watch Donnie Morris' father say those words, let's go take our last walk together. Jody, you hit it right on the spot. A father can't bear seeing a child in pain. Watching Donnie's father present the Hakamas Mitzvah just a few weeks ago, you can't even imagine. And then to watch a father of someone who lost two sons comfort him, I'm not sure if anyone saw the clip, to watch this someone else who lost two sons giving him, and they're both giving each other such chizik and encouragement. Mika Amcha Yisrael, says the Rebbe, this is the, even when we're not able to watch it, Hini Golas Mitzrayim Kimoshar Golas V'Yisrayim Hayu Tovas Yisrael. Just like we went through Egypt, just like we went through the Holocaust, it was all for Tovas Yisrael, it was all for Klal Yisrael's benefit. Why did it say that he saw and he knows? He's not feeling his own pain, he's feeling for us. The Pasuk says that he saw, he knows. He wasn't saying that he knows. He knows down deep, but he was saying that he knows for us. Hashem put his sorrow aside for 1 second and he was thinking about us. Lachen, that's what the Pasuk says right after. In Gimel Yud and Shemos, Lecha v'ashalacha paro v'otzeis ami b'nei su Mitzrayim. I'm going to tell paro to send that Klal Yisrael out of Egypt. Because at the end of the day, the father's able to say, you know what? I'm done. I'm not thinking about my pain. Weimar Shtigli was talking about last night. He says sometimes the father's thinking about the children, sometimes we have to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also put Donnie Morris in the ground. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to put 45 innocent individuals who are celebrating Rav Shimon Bar Yochai on his yard site? You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that, says the Rebbe. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels our pain, we have to feel his pain. And the Rebbe said, ends off something so practical. Shabbos Chazon, Chazon Yishayahu. Or now we're sitting by Tisha B'Av. It's the hardest thing. It's the hardest nevuah to attain. It's the hardest thing to connect to. I'm sorry, it's 12:10. Anyone who wants to go, I'm done another 2 minutes. Hey, Korinav Torah Zubat Shavuos Shechal Bal Tisha B'Av. Why do we read this Tisha B'Av? Shavuos Nikra Shema Shabbos Chazon. Lakevan Shagam B'Morom Kfar Rom Es Yisrael. Even upstairs, they saw the pain of Klal Yisrael. They saw the 6 million. They saw COVID, they saw Surfside, they saw Meron, they saw Dani, they saw Eretz Yisrael. I don't mean to belittle anyone's individual also. Those are just the big things. And anyone's individual pain, Kadosh Baruch Hu sees it. That's why the Pasuk says, L'chein yadati esmachovav. I saw his pain. Ba'akev lo ba'atova mehem. The pain that maybe wasn't good for them. Ba'zeh po ma'yeshua. He says when we I think what he's saying, maybe someone can tell me that I'm translating wrong, but when a Jew realizes b'chinas pekach enecho re'echa, when you realize that there's a much bigger Megillah Esther, and each and every single one of us are going through the Megillah, and it looks like how's everything going to work out, and not every detail is making sense. V'charesh Baruch Hu says the words ra'o ra'isi ki yedati z'machovav. We have to be more like Hashem. It's hard because we're only down here. The Gemara and Bracha says when someone dies, we'd say Baruch Dayan Emes. The Gemara and Bracha, what does the Gemara say? Everyone's looking at me like, how does it say in Gemara? It connects. Baruch Dayan Emes, but down up, no, next world, they don't say Baruch Dayan Emes. They say Hatova Ametiv. Because that upstairs is a much bigger view. And when we live with that, with those glasses and that perspective from Hashem, that even when we see Tzaros, and even when we go back to the bunks and the kids are on their phones and whatever, we're not looking down, Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom to look down. Because which one of us wasn't like that just a few years ago? That we went to the Merkaz Yah, we went to Tisha B'Av morning and we needed a break to look for the good. But the Rebbe says, "Bazeh Pol Ma'Yeshua," by having that emuna, by having that bitachon, when it makes sense tonight and when it doesn't make sense and you try to make sense and you do our best to move on, and tomorrow morning and today we're still going to put on tefillin. And we're still going to be kind to the kids, even at 7 o'clock when we're going to be exhausted. We're not going to push in line for food later, for ice cream later. We're not pushing. We're not going to be a Golan tomorrow at 12:10. We could go a few more minutes. He says, look at the way he starts, but you also have to look at the way Yeshayahu ends. Look at the way Yeshayahu ends, that what we just read. Tzion b'mishpat tipode v'shaveh b'tztaka. Yes, the Haftorah ended very, very, very bad. The Haftorah started off very bad. Chazon is kashet. It's very hard to attain. It's very hard to see. It's very hard to feel. What's his main promise at the end? Is that you're going to be redeemed with great righteousness and you'll be returned with great staka. So at the end of the day, if you want to know what the take-home message is, I don't know what the take-home message is. All I do know is that every single one of us have things in our lives that we get, and there's some things that we don't get. And it's okay to have questions. It's okay, and it's so normal. It's so normal. You don't think this is how the Rebbe ends the Sefer with this line, with these words. That it's okay to have questions. We don't believe in Christianity, and you need an answer every... To a Jew, it means to question, but that doesn't mean we change our practice. It doesn't mean to change who we are. If anything, it makes us double down. To end off... My aunt lives in Tzfat. How many people's aunt live here in Tzfat? Okay, good. My aunt lives in Tzfat. And by her washing sink, my mother's sister. Not like my second's cousin's aunt's dog's cousin's. My mother's sister. She's Lubavitch. She lives in Tzfat. Works at one of the candle factories. Very important to go. Give her panasa. So she always tells me that my grandfather, 13 years old, he would always ask me, how did you survive? How did you survive? Father, mother, brother, and sister. Gone. What made you? He said one word. It was just like my wife's grandmother.
He said one word, emuna. Emuna. Faith. And he said, you know, and other survivors said famously, you knew in the morning who wasn't going to make it at night. You knew in the morning who wasn't going to be able to come back at night. Because you had to hold on so tight. Like you're holding, like I'm holding on to this safer right here. Each and every one of us have to hold on to those memories, hold on to those times where it did make sense. I don't know, my Melch explains in Parshas B'Shalach at the end of the Sefer. Because when the times that make sense and you have those simchas in your life, and Mirtz Hashem should only be simchas for everyone, to take those times to propel you forward, to help you, when the knowledge and the seeing, and they're disconnected, it'll help us. Because at the end of the day, there are going to be times, and Mirtz Hashem, there should be the last tishbav on the ground, but there are going to be times where it doesn't make sense. We have to. Our job, says the Rebbe, is to connect seeing and knowing together. When we do that, we'll be able, Be'ez Hashem, to get off the floor and see the Rebbe very soon in Yerushalayim. Thank you so much again for learning with me.